So I'm downstairs in the, where am I?
Soho Theatre.
Doing what?
Blogging.
Yeah, having a chat to me and watching me take photos of the photographer.
So I thought I'd come down here to check your writer's block, actually.
Yeah, thanks very much for that, Mark.
So we're doing well on the book?
Fantastic, yeah, absolutely fantastic.
How is page two?
How very dare you.
So I'm just going to talk to the man in the armchair.
I'm just here for the foreword.
How many pages or minutes is that?
It's a letter at a time, just a random letter at a time. Then we arrange them afterwards. So we crowdsource the words.
And do you get a free haircut for doing the foreword, or is this just an act of love?
I'm being threatened with instant death if I don't let her cut my hair.
Okay, so let's move on to the woman who's cutting the hair. What's your name?
Jess.
Jess. Do you do this as a living or just as a favour?
I do this as a living.
Yeah. It's not a lot of hair there, is there?
Wow.
She's the best hairdresser in London.
There you go. Take her word for it.
Okay, do you think... I'm just looking at Sue, actually, now. She's got quite a lot of red.
Yeah. I advocate red. That's great. Everyone should go red.
No,
we shouldn't. Okay, so I'm going to Sue.
Like they did anyway.
Let's talk about the book.
Yes. What do you want me to say? Had a great meeting with the publisher today. The cover's going to be very cool. And I'm writing it. And I'm going to be interviewing lots of people. And it's going to be the best book ever. And it's the fastest crowdfunding book ever.
What's it about?
Bletchley Park. So it's all about saving Bletchley Park. So there have been various campaigns over the years to save it. And it's the story of all those campaigns and all the amazing people that have been involved.
And what Sue doesn't say is she's been at the forefront, the very epicenter of all of that.
I'm saving Bletchley Park.
I have recently, but there are campaigns that people don't know about so much. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to telling all those stories as well, about the time when the site was going to be demolished by bulldozers and at the last minute. Well, I can't tell you anymore because it'll be in the
book.
No,
that's what we're talking about. So we're going to shut up now, aren't we? Yeah. And let your hair go even redder.
Yeah, thank you.